afternoon. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
Good afternoon, everybody. And even if you don't want to send us an email, visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can listen to all of our past shows. You can sign up for our free seminars. Four more are actually coming up real quick. We'll talk about that. You can see who the show's sponsors are and visit all their websites. Link to our Facebook page. You know, Karen, we got almost 5,000 fans of the show on our Facebook page now, believe it or not. So that keeps growing and growing. You can link to our brand new HOA and condo blog at hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, rental restrictions in your association. You'd be surprised as to whether or not you have the ultimate right to rent your unit. You can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements that we send out about the show all the time. In fact, our new newsletter is out, and it was sent to everybody on our mailing list this week. So if you didn't get it, please make sure to sign up to our mailing list, and we'll make sure you get it right away. And of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze, and the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
Well, last week we spoke about a new case that was ruled upon by the appeals court in Dade County, which made it a little harder for associations to collect unpaid assessments when a third party purchases a condo unit at a foreclosure sale. We then moved on to some good news, which was that Congress has put the kibosh on rising flood insurance rates.
Yeah, last week we did have a little bit of both good and bad news, Karen, and that's certainly expected when it comes to our community associations. But I just want to keep with some good news going for a while, and I want to thank everybody who attended our Stress Relievers event in Fort Lauderdale on Wednesday night. Many of our listeners know that Glazer & Associates and other sponsors of this show are part of a group that we call Stress Relievers, and we meet once a month, and we invite all our clients out to a bar for some food, drinks, and lots of prizes. But more importantly, at all of these events, we sponsor a local charity. And on Wednesday night, the local charity was the Pace Center for Girls. And so many of our listeners of the show came to the event with all kinds of gifts, gift cards, presents for all these young girls. And I can tell you that the director of the Pace Center wrote everybody a great thank you email telling us just how much these young girls appreciated what we did for them. So again, thank you very much to everybody who attended. And for those of you who want to join us each month, really for some fun and to support a great cause, please go to our show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and make sure to join our email list. And by doing so, you'll get notice of these charity events each and every month. And the good news is, starting next month, Stress Relievers is coming to Palm Beach County. So those listeners in Palm Beach County, we really look forward to meeting you and helping to support a local Palm Beach charity next month. It should be a lot of fun.
And I heard that your week didn't end there. You actually taught some community association managers this week as well.
Yeah, busy week. I did. I had the honor of teaching some managers at KW Property Management on Friday. So thank you to KW. It was great teaching about emotional support animals, of course. That being the hot topic, you know, a lot of managers are even confused. You know, what do you do when being presented with a note from a doctor and somebody says they need that emotional support animal? So we spoke about what to do when presented with such a problem. And, of course, we spoke about the pending legislation regarding what community association managers will and won't be able to do. There's a lot of debate about that. Big fight, quite frankly, between the Florida Bar and the community association managers. Florida Bar trying to limit what the community association managers do, potentially because it might take away from the work that lawyers do. Mm-hmm. But you didn't hear me say that. Mm-hmm. All right, also to recap last week, I said that the absolute single most important thing that you have to have at the annual meeting by far is food, and some of our blog readers objected to this and thought that the board should not be spending money on food. And to them, I made it clear, stay home. That's we don't want you.
Let's find out what else the blog readers had to say about their annual meetings. And Mariah said, true words, if we don't have coffee and donuts, bedlam. Thanks for the laugh. And lack of interest, excuse after excuse, and never understanding that it is their property at stake and not understanding that without a volunteer board, they will pay big time in professional management. It frustrates and astounds me. Great blog. Does the 20% needed for an election also apply to single-family HOA?
Good question, Mariah. Again, in an HOA, you need a quorum of owners at that meeting in order to have an election, and that's normally 30%. In a condo, you have an election if only 20% of the eligible voters vote, and that's why, again, with the help of CCFJ, we are trying so hard to get the legislation changed this year. Our bill was actually filed in the Senate, kind of stalled right now in the House, but we're trying to pick up the momentum in the House in that regard. And we're trying to have the HOA statute mirror the condo election statute. But let me say this. You know, Mariah complains about apathy, and no question that some associations have more apathy than others. However, you know, sometimes it's a compliment to the current board. Think about what I mean by that.
Right. And I'm sure that if the people in Mariah's condo had something to complain about, they would not be apathetic and they would be attending all the board meetings and screaming at the board. Maybe they're apathetic because the board is doing a good job.
That's exactly it, Karen. You know, I've now spent like the last few months literally going from annual meeting to annual meeting, night after night after night. And no doubt about it, the general rule, the more open the communication is with the community throughout the year, the easier that annual meeting is going to go and the less turnout there's even going to be, believe it or not. You have people who are advised of what's going on during the year. No need to show up at the annual meeting screaming and, you know, going nuts. So, again, a low turnout and apathy is often, believe it or not, board members, it's a backhanded compliment to the existing board. You want that to change? Pass a huge special assessment and watch that apathy go right out the window, believe me.
Screaming to start.
Yes, exactly.
Ron Burr said that you can't be serious. Our condo maintenance has just gone up 20%. Having food at the meeting would be an item of dissension, not digestion.
Yeah, right. Well, Ron Burr and the others who complain about the few bucks for food can stay home. As a matter of fact, remember I complained about Ralph last week, a guy by the name of Ralph. So Ralph sent me an email this week saying he was very offended, and I jumped to conclusions about the fact that I told him that he was a party pooper. And Ralph says, what do you want from me? The prior president is the one that's watching every dollar we spend now, even though she's lost three elections in a row. If we would spend money on food, then she would freak out and she would file a complaint to the DBPR, too. It's not me. I want the food. So, Ralph, order the food. Have fun. Let people show up and have a good time at this meeting. And let that old president, who has now lost three elections in a row, let her file whatever complaint she wants to file. And we'll deal with it as it comes. That's what I say.
Absolutely. And is election season in our community associations coming to an end?
The peak of our election season is basically January through March. So, yes, the end is finally in sight in our for our community associations. And I, for one, are certainly happy about that because, like I said, it's been late nights a few times each week since the new year.
Yeah, it's rough on you.
And, by the way, this has already come up this year because of a big change to the law that went into effect on July 1st. If there's people listening out there who want to challenge their election as being illegal for whatever reason, you only have 60 days now from the date of that election to do so. So be careful, because once those 60 days have expired, so have your rights to challenge that election. So be careful. But again, as always, we really appreciate the comments from our blog readers. I see the phones are starting to get busy. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour, taking your calls at 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the annual meetings. How about whether or not they have to be conducted in English?
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of debate about that. We'll be right back after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here with Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners and want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you'll meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right, how about we take our first call? Linda from Lake Worth. How are you, Linda?
I'm fine, thank you.
How can we help?
Okay. First, foremost, thank you for being here Sundays.
Thank you.
Thank you for your seminars. I've learned a great deal, but not enough to get my law degree.
you don't want to be representing associations. just a few of us can actually deal with it, believe me.
However, I have two questions. One is provoked by an article I read in the paper last week, but my original question was provoked by some of my constituents and residents. The condos that are abandoned and being foreclosed on by the board,
yes,
that possibly we own subject to mortgage.
Yes.
But they're not being foreclosed on by the bank.
Yep.
Who's responsible? Is anyone responsible for their vote?
No. Okay, great question. And the answer is actually different, believe it or not, in a condo or an HOA. All right, we teach this at the seminar. Basically, you had condos doing exactly what you were doing, what you're saying, that is foreclosing on units, and now the association would own those units. So now the question is, what happens to those voting rights that are attributable to that unit that the association now owns? So here's what a lot of condo directors would do. Election time would come around, and the same board members would run for re-election, and the board members would say, I got an idea. Let's use those voting rights for that unit to vote for ourselves again and put ourselves back in office. So the Florida legislature said, you know what? We're not going to allow that to happen anymore. So there was a statute passed which said no voting right can be attributable to that unit that the condominium owns. Believe it or not, that is not the law currently for HOAs. So there's the laws, so the shenanigans still sometimes happen. In an HOA, yes, and again, there is no statute in that regard, but in a condo, can't do that any longer. Okay, thanks for the call, Linda. How about Beatrice in West Palm?
Yes, good afternoon. I have a question for you. I wonder if you could enlighten me. Now, if there's a foreclosure in our condo and the bank owns it, why do we pay the maintenance and all the other fees on that condo when we don't own it? The bank does.
Because you're wrong. That's why. That's not how it should be going. And it's amazing how some associations still don't understand that, because we scream about it almost all the time on the show. When the bank forecloses on a unit, everybody, and takes back title, they take back ownership, they not only owe you the 1 year or the 1% that the statute requires, but going forward, the bank is a unit owner just like everybody else. They have to pay the assessments each and every month. And if they don't, you know what you do? You foreclose on the bank. We represented a very, very, very high-end condominium in Dade County on the water, like 60th and Collins, really high-end. And Daily Business Review actually did an article on our firm because we were like the first to actually foreclose on a bank. Normally, it's the bank that forecloses on you.
Right.
No, we foreclosed
Yay!
On the bank. Exactly. Because the bottom line is, once the bank takes title on a unit, they become an owner just like everybody else. They have to pay the assessments each and every month. And as a matter of fact, I'll extend it a little even further. There's a school of thought out there that says if an association is thinking of passing a special assessment, let's say there's a big project coming up, but you know that there's a couple of banks out there that are probably going to take title to some units within the next month, two, or three, maybe it's a good idea to wait. Don't pass that special assessment right away, and pass the special assessment only after the bank already owns the unit. Why? Because you know by waiting and the bank taking title, you're going to have three banks that can absolutely pay that special assessment, no two ways about it, rather than assessing it against a unit owner that has no chance of paying it because they're already in foreclosure. Okay? So, Beatrice, I hope that answers your question. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. Two great calls this morning. And I'm still surprised when we, maybe I shouldn't be, but I'm still surprised when we get calls like that, when people are complaining, the bank foreclosed, they don't pay, and what do we do?
Foreclosed on
you know,
the bank.
You know, that's that. The bottom line is that's the number one party you should be going after. Why? They have all the money. Exactly. All right. Getting back to what we were talking about earlier, as we keep saying, we're smack dab in the middle of election season. And believe it or not, I received more than one email this particular start of the year for election season complaining. People are complaining that their annual meetings are conducted in a language other than English, believe it or not.
Oh,
and
God.
Some people, I got to tell you, I'm getting emails. People are fighting mad about it. And the question is, you know, is it important that the annual meeting and the voting procedures take place in English, or should they just take place in a language that makes it most likely that the laws are going to be complied with and that the people running the elections and attending the elections can understand what's going on? You know, that I guess is the question.
Well, certainly in some communities, the audience may not understand the meeting if it is conducted in English. But what about if there are still some English-speaking people in these communities? What are those English-speaking people to do? Are there any laws that require the meetings to actually be done in English?
You know, again, believe it or not, there's no law. If you look at the condo statute or the HOA statute, there's no law that requires your annual meeting to actually be conducted in English. However, in 1988, and I bet you a lot of Floridians forgot about this, but in 1988, the voters of this state passed actually a constitutional amendment. What does that require? Like two-thirds of us?
A lot.
Or three-quarters of us, something like that, to actually vote for this. And the voters of this state passed a constitutional amendment that does, believe it or not, make English the official language of the state of Florida. Now, the United States doesn't have an amendment to their constitution which actually makes English the official language of the United States. But here in Florida, we actually have a constitutional amendment, an amendment to Florida's constitution, which makes English the official language of the state of Florida. And it goes even further. It says the constitution says the legislature has the power to enforce that section by appropriate legislation. So technically, you know, I guess if people complained that their condominium or HOA meetings are being done in a language other than English, the legislature, at least to me, would absolutely be allowed to pass legislation requiring that these meetings take place in English. No two ways about it.
But more than 50% of the population of Miami-Dade wasn't born in this country.
Okay, so what do we do? You know, do we have a situation where we allow the meetings to be conducted in a language other than English because some of the people don't talk English? You know,
You have to induce a reason to learn the language. If everything is offered in Spanish as well, like when you call 411 or 911 or whoever, I mean, you get an option. You have an option when you go to an ATM to have it in English or Spanish.
And I would tell you there's a lot of...
But that keeps people from learning English.
I'm with you 100%. As a matter of fact, I have my father-in-law in the studio. Scott can't make it today, but my father-in-law is in the studio.
Yay, it's Max.
But the problem is if I ask him his opinion, he's going to take up the whole rest of the hour.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the problem. But I got even with him after everything. I let him move into an HOA. I told him it was a great idea, you know? But come on, Max, join the conversation. Max was a principal in the New York City Board of Education system and taught in the system for about 50 years.
So.
And obviously watch neighborhoods change over the years and children come into schools year after year. And, you know, English may not have been the predominant language in a school, but what do you do? Do you now start teaching your educational courses in Spanish or a different language? Or do the children have to learn the language? You know, bottom line.
Well, it's very simple. I really and truly believe that people should be multilingual.
I think we're
in a multilingual country, and we're in a multilingual world. Communication is extremely important. However, that being said, we are living in the United States of America. We are an English-speaking nation.
Right.
And quite honestly, I think the United States government ought to take a little cue from the Florida legislature and perhaps make English an official language of the United States. I think it's about time.
Well, okay.
Isn't it official of the Olympics? They use English.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Instead of French, I don't know. Have you ever personally observed this to be a problem in a community?
Yeah, I can tell you.
Do you speak Spanish?
Un poco. But you know, yeah, I was one time at a meeting in Sunny Isles Beach. That was conducted entirely, believe it or not, in French.
Right, I lived in one of those condos
really.
That was French.
And I gotta tell you, it really ticked off a lot of the English-speaking people who had no right under the statute to do anything about it. I had people actually walk out of their annual meeting, the most important meeting of the year, and walk out and say to me, I have no idea just what happened at my very own annual meeting because not a word of English was spoken. And I give you my word, I got other emails like that during this, you know, the last few months, and people are, you know, absolutely upset about it. So I would like to know what our listeners think about this topic. You know, should there be some law that states the annual meetings should absolutely be conducted in English? Or is it more important that the meetings be conducted in the language that the majority of, maybe even the overwhelming majority of the people in attendance can understand? All right, so let's take a break, and I'd love to hear from our listeners in that regard. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Community Association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Isn't this pool closed?
Don't worry about it, man. No one will.
This is Embarrass Systems. The area is closed.
Don't worry about it, man. It's probably just a recording.
You need to leave the area immediately.
You can hear me?
I can hear and see everything you're doing.
Come on, man. Let's just go. All right?
Don't leave your community vulnerable to vandals. It's important to be prepared. As industry leader in outdoor asset protection, Invera Systems installs and monitors technology-based security solutions and protects communities better than anyone else. Invera's active video surveillance system utilizes high-resolution digital video cameras and two-way audio, along with state-licensed virtual guards to monitor, record, and protect communities like yours. Contact us today and receive a free security consultation and 15% off installation. Call 855-936-8372 or visit us online at enverasystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Hard work never killed anybody. But why take a chance? This is 850 FTL.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, E-L-C-O-N-Electric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great, no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch
with Diligent Pest Control today.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, again with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. The state of Florida recognizes English as the main language to be
official
spoken
language,
here. It's
correct.
The official language, but should it be spoken at board meetings?
And only English at board meetings. My father-in-law said, you know, basically, absolutely. So if anybody wants his home address, just send an email to the show and I'll get it right back to you. Okay, how about we go to Sam in Boca? How are you, Sam?
Hi, good, Eric. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Eric, I've got a question for you. I'll set it up as it happened. There's a lawsuit against the association for which I work, and the lawsuit is about 8 or 9 months old, where several members of the board are suing the association. And just the other day, we found out news from the board president that he has launched a counterclaim against these families that are suing the association. My question is, Eric, shouldn't there have been a board meeting, a duly posted board meeting by the board, closed door as it will, to inform the board that we should take this action? Shouldn't that have been a board decision and not just the president of the board's decision?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, is this a condo or an HOA?
It's a condo, Eric.
It's a condo. Okay, because in an HOA, there's even a rule that if the amount in controversy is $100,000 or more, then you're going to have to get the approval of the community, believe it or not. But of course, yes, before the board votes to sue somebody, it should be done by vote at a board meeting. You know, sometimes that doesn't happen. So what winds up happening is, you know, some defendant in the lawsuit will say the board never took the appropriate vote to actually file the lawsuit or the counterclaim, which will cause the board to actually have a new board meeting to kind of reaffirm the board's action in that regard. So, yes, bottom line is it should be done with a vote.
Absolutely, because there's a potential here of money. I mean, it can go into the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yep.
And I implored this guy not to make that without a board decision. Instead, he's just a rogue and went ahead and did it. And he's not even telling the board in a board meeting. As he passes them in the hallways, he's informing them that this is what I did.
Well, here's the bottom line, and I don't know why. Here's like, you know, Glazer's rule on what should be voted upon by the board. How about this? Everything. You know, that's a pretty good rule, right? You know,
Eric,
again,
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. This guy's an out-of-state attorney who thinks he's brighter than everybody else.
How those damn attorneys. They always think they know everything, so that's the problem.
They do.
Yeah, they do, right.
Bottom line is, again, just even because someone's president, it does not mean that they have any super authority over anybody else on the board. They get one vote just like everybody else, especially when it comes to spending money, you know, or the association's limited resources. You get a vote of the board before doing anything and not just a vote of one member. Okay?
Absolutely.
And, unless, of course, you know, the board delegated their responsibility in that regard at a board meeting to the president, for example, to meet with the attorney and make decisions in that regard. But if you don't have
that transpired.
Then if that didn't happen, then sorry. The bottom line is, if I was the board right now, I would take a vote on whether or not the board is actually condoning, you know, sanctioning this lawsuit, or whether or not the board wants to vote to dismiss it. Problem with dismissing it now at this point is it may make the other side, the prevailing party, subject to prevailing party attorney's fees. But thank you very much for that call. Okay, who's next? We got Barbara in Broward. How are you, Barbara?
I'm fine, thank you. I have a similar question. I am on the board of directors of a large condominium in Broward on the beach, but the president and treasurer seem to control the entire board, except for me.
Uh-huh.
I requested to look at the invoices from our legal firm for last year, and I was denied the right without having them be redacted first.
Oh, my goodness.
By the lawyer, which would cost a lot of money, and I don't understand that. As a board member, I mean, we have, like, no rights on this board.
Right. Well, I agree. I think typically, and just let me teach everybody what the basic rule is. Oftentimes, associations get hit with requests to see the actual legal bills that the association's attorney is sending to the association each month. And a lot of times the associations wrongfully say, can't see it, it's attorney-client privilege, and
right.
The law is clear on that. Yes, you can see the bills that are submitted by the attorney, but typically attorneys like myself, sometimes we put some information on the bills that would be considered attorney-client privilege material, so those bills are to be redacted. Now, you're a board member.
Yeah,
she's
so,
the client.
Yeah, you are the, in effect, quite frankly, you are the client, and I think as to you, it should not be redacted. Unless, I'm trying to think, you know, the only way that it could possibly apply to you is if there was a legal committee, for example, maybe of, you know, one or two board members that dealt with these issues. But even then, I'd probably have a problem with it. You're a board member. I think you're entitled to know exactly what the attorney is doing for you, what you're being charged for, what the attorney thinks, what the attorney says, etc. Bottom line
okay,
is... Yeah, if you wanted to fire that attorney, you have a vote in that regard too. So I think you have a right to know exactly what that attorney is doing and saying.
Okay, but you know, I questioned the state on this too, and they said no. A board member has no more rights than a unit owner.
What?
That's what's addressed in 718.
No.
This is what I was told by the ombudsman's office.
No, you know, again, just because the ombudsman's office gives you an answer does not make it gospel. Quite frankly,
okay.
I think bottom line is you're the client. You
yes.
have a right to know what the attorney is billing you for. You know, if nobody can see that, including the members of the board, if the ombudsman's
yes.
office is right, then the attorney could be writing gobbledygook in his
Thank
bills,
you.
And no one would be able to check up on that attorney.
That is
so,
correct.
So no, I don't think that's the correct answer, quite frankly. You know,
okay.
but legal minds may differ. I think you're entitled to see it.
And it costs
Thank
money
so
to
much.
Redact
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Yes, it
Some,
does.
That's right. The attorney's charging to redact it, perhaps. So
oh my God.
Be careful. Yes. But thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right, Barbara. How about we go to Aaron in Avon Park? How are you, Aaron?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Okay, good morning.
Hey, your show is impressive. It's really helpful and educational.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'm in a homeowners association who amended the covenants or tried to pass a bunch of association fees and to combine two subdivisions and two covenants together. The vote did not pass. Some ballots are falsified and a few other things to try to fill in to say it did pass when it didn't. And now the lawyer for the association is suing a bunch of members and foreclosing on their homes
oh
for all kinds of fees. One fee was $1,250. For the double lots, it's $2,500. And plus other fees were charged, too. And so everybody's devastated out here.
Aaron, here's the bottom line on this one. And we're gonna have to cut Aaron off. Bottom line is because our firm and Aaron himself is involved in that situation.
Oh.
So Aaron can't possibly expect me to discuss my legal strategies over the air. Right, Aaron? See, sometimes got to be careful. That's
you recognize
the, that's the problem
case.
With doing this show. But good try, Aaron. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Thought we'd be riling people up with the English-Spanish debate. We'd love to hear from
Hello.
You. Be back right after this.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing, the family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional, insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial repairs. And they have over 20 fully stocked service trucks ready to hit the road. If your condo or HOA needs plumbing repairs or services, high pressure jetting, or leak detection, give Douglas Orr a call. 800-368-4677. That's 800-368-4677. And don't forget to visit the website, orrplumbing.com, for money saving discounts. Go with the plumbing pros at Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Forestmaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call Servicemaster Remediation 24/7, 866-969-6656, 866-969-6656, or visit servicemaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
An association's landscaping may be its most important asset. When cared for properly, your landscaping can make your home or condo association look like a palace. When maintained poorly, it's a bad first impression of your community and can instantly bring down the prices of everyone's home. Don't let that happen where you live. Trust the professionals at Garden Leader to give your property that green, tropical, plush look you've always wanted. At Garden Leader, they've been making communities throughout Florida look great since 1981. Whether it's mowing, irrigation, fertilization, pest control, pruning, mulching, or anything related to your landscape, or if you're just searching for that great new look for your community, Garden Leader does it all. Frustrated with your present landscaping company? Give Garden Leader a call. Garden Leader won't let you down. They strive to make their customers happy for years to come. Give Garden Leader a call at 888-680-7035. That's 888-680-7035. Or visit online at garden-leader.com. Don't leave your community's landscaping to chance. Go with the leader, Garden Leader. Again, that number, 888-680-7035.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, the number to call, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right, since we're still on the topic of annual meetings, let's just remind everybody real quick, if you're a director of a condo or an HOA, you have to get certified within 1 year before getting on the board or within 90 days after getting elected or appointed to the board. And if you don't, you're off the board. And one way to get certified is by taking our Condo Craze and HOA's board certification course.
Now there's four more events right around the corner,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely, Karen, there is. And believe it or not, we now passed 7,200 Floridians that have now taken our Condo Craze board certification class. Again, at all of our courses, come learn about what it takes to be a good board member. We cover areas like certification, budgets, the year-end financial reporting, process, access to records, foreclosures, suspensions, arbitration, mediation, the importance of your governing documents, and even board member kickbacks, Ooh. Board member individual liability. And with all these dates and times, there's really no excuse for missing out. Our next event is actually on April Fool's Day, April 1st. We're going to be in West Palm Beach at the PM Expo event, always a great event. And we have the honor of kicking off the PM Expo event with our board cert course that starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. And again, a lot of our fan base is in West Palm Beach, and we really enjoy going up there and meeting everybody.
Then just 4 days later, on April 5th, we'll be back in Orlando at the Holiday Inn at Universal Studios.
Yeah, and now we've even added Tampa on April 22nd at the 2014 Tampa Bay Condo and HOA Expo at the Tampa Convention Center. Again, that's April 22nd. We have the honor of kicking off that event also at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then we have a real treat in store for all our listeners, because on May 18th, we're going to be hosting our second annual Condo Craze Day of Education and live radio show at the Hard Rock in Hollywood. Registration is going to start at 8 a.m. Then we'll teach the board certification class. And at noon, we really look forward to doing the radio show live in front of a studio audience. We had hundreds of you last year in attendance. It was a lot of fun. After the show, there's going to be lots of courses offered by our sponsors on all kinds of association issues. We got Watch Your Wallet, which is going to be taught by Associa Management.
Introduction to Commercial Roofing by Best Roofing.
What You Must Know About the Election and Recall Process by Affinity Management.
Electric Energy Savings 101 by Elcon Electric.
Asphalt 101 by Driveway Maintenance.
Hoarding 101 by Service Master Clean. And Matt Paxton, the star of the show Hoarders, will be in attendance and maybe even teaching the class.
Yeah, nice guy. I had the pleasure of meeting Matt, and yes, he's going to be in attendance. The DBPR is also going to be in attendance with free educational materials for everybody, and they're also going to be teaching a class called All About the Complaint Process. So again, thanks to the DBPR for participating.
And Douglas Orr Plumbing will be teaching All About Plumbing 101.
Yeah, and of course, there's going to be food and drinks throughout the day, all day long. All the courses also provide one continuing education credits three continuing education credits for our managers, two in HR and one in operations. That was just changed this week. And again, all of this is free of charge. To register for the course, just go to condocrazeandhoas.com and fill out the form. All right, how about we go to Peter in the few minutes we got left. How are you, Peter?
Hey, pretty good. Thank you for taking the call, Eric.
Sure,
I appreciate it.
How can we help?
I have a little confusion. This is a kind of a generic question, but we have an issue going on in Boca with the HOA in the performance of the board and the setup of the annual meeting. Now, I also own a unit down in Sunny Isles, and I see a big difference between the way the board down there works and the way the board up here works. First of all, the one in Sunny Isles really encourages people to run for the board.
Right.
The one in Boca seems to do their darndest to make sure that you don't have a chance.
So I got a notice
on Saturday, the 15th, and it said the annual meeting is going to be on the 1st of April.
Right.
And it's not going to be like the bylaws say, like at 8 o'clock on the 2nd or 3rd Tuesday of February or whatever. It's going to be at 5 o'clock on April 1st in a private house.
That's hysterical.
We're trying to get some people that want to run, and the notice says you can nominate from the floor.
Right.
Well, if you nominate from the floor at 5 o'clock on April 1st, nobody knows who you are, and nobody's there.
Oh, if I could just actually package you up and bring you to the Florida legislature with me, I would love to do that, because I just want to make sure the bottom line is in Boca Raton, we're talking about an HOA, right? In Sunny Isles, we're talking about a condo.
Exactly.
Of course. I mean, you should be the poster child, actually, for what we're trying to get accomplished in Tallahassee. Here you have a situation where you're talking about the typical HOA election where you hardly even know what's going on. Why? Because in an HOA, there is no requirement, like in a condo statute, that 60 days before the annual meeting, the first notice has to go out. Everybody has to be offered the opportunity to run. You have a right to send out your resume to run for the board. Ballots have to go out before the annual meeting in alphabetical order. Everybody has a right to show up at the meeting and vote at the meeting. And you know exactly what's going on when you get to the meeting. You know what the HOA statute says, and you wonder why there's no interest in it? Because the HOA statute doesn't require any of those things. As a matter of fact, once you're on the board, basically the statute says you just follow what your documents say. Most documents don't say basically anything at all on how you run the election process. And what happens? Because the documents don't require that board to do certain things in their election process, they don't do almost anything. There's voter apathy, and the same board rolls over from year to year to year, if not decade after decade. So you are the exact reason. This phone call is the exact reason why CCFJ and I are trying so desperately to get the laws changed so that the HOA statutes mirror the condo election statutes from this point going forward. Again, lots of things wrong still with the condo process, but one thing they got right, the election process. It runs so much smoother. So the bottom line is, in a, I guess what I'm hearing, Peter, in your condo in Sunny Isles, you have a lot of people that are interested and actually want to run for the board, but the people in the HOA don't even know that an election's going on.
No, well, there's only 2 weeks' notice from the first notice to the meeting,
right.
and setting a meeting at 5 o'clock obviously is an intent to prevent anybody from doing anything.
Right, I would do
and,
one
and
thing.
And all the proxies will flow to the board. So,
Right, and the proxies are going to flow to certain people on the board, and the proxies are going to be used to vote themselves back in, right? Where in a condo, you don't have that situation. But the board, in an HOA board, you're praying for something else. You're praying that you don't even get a quorum at the annual meeting. You're praying that 30% of the people don't bother to show up, either in person or by proxy, because then you basically win by default. Okay, so there's so the bottom line is it makes sense not to basically do as much as you can to promote the annual meeting, because by doing so you may prevent yourself from getting reelected. Whereas in a condo you have a valid condominium election if only 20% of the people participate in the election. They don't even have to show up. A quorum does not matter one way or the other in a condo annual meeting. So,
well, if nobody shows up at the meeting at all, the board still has probably more than 20% of the proxies by default.
Right. And the bottom line is, but again, if they don't show up, the people that are currently on the board win by default. But do this, Peter. I urge you, contact your local House member, your Florida House member, and say that you want them to actually go forward with Senator Hayes's bill that has been filed in the Florida Senate. Please do that for us. Good phone call, Peter. All right, that brings us to the end of another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. Max, thanks for joining us this week.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Eric.
All right, everybody, have a great week. Again, questions off the air, give us a call in the office. 855, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Have a great week, everybody.